You just heard me announce another wonderful artist that's going to be joining us for Unity in the Community Day Outdoor Musical Festival. And it's none other than someone that we know oh so well, Kurt Carr. And he's hanging out with me. Kurt, how you doing?
Alyssa, how you doing?
I am fantastic. Can you just see the smile on the phone? Because I have this huge smile knowing that you're going to come and join us for Unity.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. I always love coming down to North Carolina. So we're looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a great event.
You joined us before. I think one of our very first ones we had at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And I'm not sure if you remember this, but that's when the presence of the Lord was here. And Kurt, you got out there and you went into the stands with the people. And you know how the music at the end stops? You were so wonderful with our listeners. They were like, he actually came out here and sung with me. They loved you.
And I love ministering to people. It's amazing because my personality, I'm pretty very introverted and quiet. But when I start ministering and start thinking about how good God is, I just come out of my shell. And you know, we always have church, and they tell me they can't take me anywhere without having church. But I mean, that's who we are. That's what when football players get together, they play football.
That's right.
When basketball players get together, they play basketball. And when praisers get together, we praise. Yeah. I'm looking forward to being there. I'm on your wonderful event. I know it's going to be awesome. And thank you to you and Brother Jerry and everyone down there that plays my music.
Now, Kurt, you make great music. Like, the presence of the Lord is here. I almost let go in the sanctuary. God blocked. The list just goes on and on. And, of course, my favorite, For Every Mountain. And now you have this seventh CD called Bless This House. What brought you to the title for that CD, Kurt?
You know, it's amazing. I usually take about 4 or 5 years in between albums, and people say, why does it take you so long? And I say that I got to live the song. And I had been writing for 2 years, and I thought the title was going to be Kurt Carr, Minister of Music, mm-hmm. because I think that's what I am. I'm not an artist. I'm not a singer or a musician, per se, but I'm a minister of music. Music is my ministry tool. And for 2 years, I thought that was going to be the title. And I was in L.A. the day we were going to start recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 4 a.m. and heard in my head, bless this house. And that kind of tied everything together. I tried to go back to sleep and couldn't sleep. And within 1 hour, I had written the song. And I knew that it was the title of the album. And it kind of just ties everything in that the music that I make is music that will bless the house of God and the house of God.
Fantastic. Now, on this CD, I was reading a little bit about it. You got a little old school, a little contemporary, a little dance. A little something for everybody on this CD, I hear.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always try to reach everyone. I have a very loyal fan base of older people, but also young people. And I actually have a song on there called Always Covering Me that was number one on the dance chart in London when the album first came out. So I just try to reach as many people as I can, but staying true to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to what he's called me to do. And that's,
you know, I love the testimony that you weren't necessarily brought up in the church, but your music is so churchy that I don't think anybody would really believe that you started out as a teenager joining the church and being in there from there on.
Dorinda and her sisters were at my house, and Dorinda literally started to weep because she was saying, how could God, only God could take someone who didn't even grow up in church and end up being a person that writes the songs that all churches sing, and she's just saying how God is just so phenomenal, and it really is true. When he has a plan and a destiny for your life, you can't escape it.
Now, of course, we do our Unity in the Community Outdoor Music Festival in remembrance of 9/11, where we remember and we salute our military men and women, our first responders. 9/11 is something that everyone remembers. What do you remember most about 9/11?
You kidding me? People don't know this, but I was in New York the day before. I got home on 9/11, and I was living in California at the time. 3 hours difference. And she called me, and I just got in on the red-eye flight. I got into L.A. about 6 a.m. that morning, and it happened. The crashes happened about 9, between 9 and 10 in L.A. in New York. My mother was screaming frantically on the phone, thanks, Jesus, thanks, Jesus. And I'm like, what happened? She said, turn on the TV. And I turned it on just in time, the second plane crash. I was staying 2 blocks away from World Trade Center in New York, and all of the flights that crashed were going to L.A., American Airlines, the same airline that I've been on. Both of those flights, I had been on those flights, so it really, 9/11 very point about, you know, how God covers us, and the song about God blocked it. So it certainly pertains, because I was going to stay over another day, and I called my friend James Hall. I'm going to go shopping, shoot, and he didn't answer the phone, so I decided to go home. And had it not been, you never know. I mean, I could have been on some flight the next day.
Well, Kurt, that is amazing. Like you said, God blocked it. Yes, he did.
God blocked it.
Well, thank you, Kurt, for sharing that with us. We love you, too, and we are looking forward to seeing you Saturday, September 7th, North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Everybody's going to come out. It's free. It's open to the public. We're going to show you how much we love you here in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
God bless.